Hey, gang. I want to talk briefly about how to monetize your podcast. Now, stick with me. This could become an entire master level, like second course about podcasting, because the idea of monetization, it's a big one. But I'm just going to just kind of crack the egg just a little bit. There are four ways that a person can monetize their podcast, or at least there are right now at this time of filming. Interestingly enough, the fourth one didn't really exist 2 or 3 years ago. So there are new and ever-growing ways to monetize your podcast. The first way is kind of what I do. I just have an ongoing podcast that acts like an elaborate, big-scale commercial for the products and services that I offer. The listeners who come to my podcast, they are gaining great information about how to recruit, train, and retain employees or volunteers in a nonprofit. So they're coming for those three things. And as they've gotten used to my voice, they've gotten used to our format, they've found great value in what we're doing, before too long, they might head over to my website. And as they go to the website, they're like, man, that I think this could really work for me. And so I had a guest one time, or excuse me, not a guest, I had a person who actually purchased the most expensive thing that I have, a one-year one-on-one coaching program. We meet together, and they're one of my insiders for 12 months. And it was after an episode about why coaching can be such a big win, and it wasn't actually necessarily like directed to, I think you should buy coaching, I think you should buy coaching. It was more just speaking to the need, and this person actually listened to that episode and was like, I'm done, I'm in, and they purchased my highest paid thing. So my podcast acts as a platform and as kind of like a breeding ground and a nurturing ground, really, for people to get used to me, get used to what I do, and then that sparks an interest for them to go and buy my stuff. So I'm not directly selling, but what I am doing is providing market expertise. That's the first way. The second way is to literally run ads for other people's products or services on your podcast. Okay, so all of a sudden you're listening to a podcast, it comes to a great period of time, and then the host of the podcast says, hey, we're gonna push pause for just a minute to hear from one of our sponsors. And then they throw in an audio clip, and that audio clip is from somebody who might be in your industry or whatever. But that audio clip is paid for by an outside source who wants your listeners to hear this. It's nothing more than a commercial. Now, I have opted not to do that. Another way that a person could monetize their podcast is literally have the entire episode be sponsored by. Now, it sounds a lot like a commercial, but it's a little bit different. A commercial kind of like cuts the podcast in the middle. You're listening along, it's come to almost like a high point, and then you have to stop and listen to get you know, maybe you could scrub it, but you have to, it's in the middle of the podcast. Now, a sponsorship is somebody who may sponsor an entire episode, or this season has been sponsored by. So in a sense, having a commercial in the middle and having somebody sponsor a series, they may sound like they're the same, but they're actually different. A fourth and rather new way of monetizing has been kind of, I want to say, popularized by a company or a platform called Patreon. Now, that's an interesting one. Basically, what happens is that you put your podcast out there and people like you well enough that they're like, you know what? I'm going to do the, quote, buy a coffee option. And it pays $5 to this person's Patreon account. Or another thing, it could be that you have podcast for everyone, and then there's a chunk of content that is bonus material that is behind a paywall, so to speak, and people have to pay for that extra access. This idea of Patreon and this idea of having content behind a closed door, I think it's a popular one. It's one that I have not chosen to use, and the reason that I've not chosen to use that is, I gotta be honest with you, having a podcast, as I've expressed throughout the course, it's work. And the amount of, in my opinion, the amount of nickels and dimes and like $5 that I might grab every once in a while from somebody who wants to hear an extended piece or pay for a $10 a month subscription to hear extra content, the amount of work that it would take me to create and produce that extra content is likely not going to pay off in terms of how many people would want to get past that closed door. So therefore, four big ways that you can podcast or monetize your podcast. Number one, just have it out there as a commercial for your other things. Trust me, it works. Number two, you can have a chunk in the middle, kind of like a commercial, from an outside source who is paying you money to have access to your listeners' ears. You can have an outside source sponsor the entire episode or sponsor a series. Again, it's multiple mentions at the beginning, at the end, maybe in the middle of your podcast. And the fourth one is this new one, kind of this idea of a Patreon, or people are paying you like subscriptions to get extra content, or they just straight out like you and they pay you out of their own goodwill. Well, folks, here's the deal. As I said before, this could be its very own like part two course, but I wanted to give you an overview of how you can monetize your podcast.